A snapshot of farm economics. Hello and welcome everyone for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. USDA's annual reports focused on the value of ag land, what producers pay for expenditures, and the amount of cash rent are now out. Rod Bain has more.
First, with land values.
Farm real estate values, which includes the value of all the land and the buildings on farms, were up from 2017 values, up to $3,140 per acre in 2018.
Up $60 an acre year over year, according to Agriculture Department Deputy Chief Economist Warren Preston. He notes that both cropland and pasture land values rose year over year. The cropland value increase is perhaps surprising, considering
the continued pressure that we're seeing on crop prices, but we do still have a relatively low interest rate environment, and so it seems to suggest that there's still a demand out there for quality cropland.
With national cropland values up $40 an acre from 2017. As for pasture land,
pasture values are also up $40 an acre, or 3% from 2017 values.
The National Agricultural Statistics Service also conducted its annual survey of cash rents, what producers renting irrigated or non-irrigated farmland and or pasture land are being paid in 2018.
Surprisingly, very little movement. Overall, cropland cash rents increased just a dollar per acre from $137 per acre last year up to $138 per acre for all acreage in 2018.
Yet Preston says also up is total expenditures paid by farm producers, with the latest NAS data covering 2017.
Farm production expenditures in the U.S. are estimated at almost $360 billion for 2017. Those production expenditures are up 3.7% compared to 2016.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Now, the value and cost of our most important industry continues to rise. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.